One of our regular commentators, Baxter Black, has found a way to feel better about smoking. Organic cigarettes.
It is human nature to try and justify our own stupidity or bad habits. I admit I ate every bit of little Tammy's birthday cake before the party, but I didn't leave a mess. Okay, I smoked marijuana, but I didn't inhale. Officer, how do you expect me to know I was speeding? I was talking on the phone. I saw an ad from a national magazine that promoted American Spirit. It's a new brand of cigarettes whose selling point is 100% additive-free natural tobacco, certified organic under USDA standards, 100% U.S. grown tobacco. My gosh, I thought, this is a great advertising gimmick. After all, the self-esteem of smokers has been on the decline for years. They've been forced to sneak puffs out by the dumpster on cold, windy days. They're haughtily condemned by the healthy self-righteous. They're robbed at tax point by state and federal lawmakers with the same disdain those people pull the wings off flies. They have assumed the position of a social loser, somewhere between homeless addict and third-party candidate. However, this new marketing ploy could be used to score points in the game of politically correct one-upsmanship. Imagine two smoking exiles lighting up on the dock at the recycling center headquarters. I used to smoke Camels, but then I read about the chemicals they used, the immigrant labor involved, and the paper from old redwood forest. So I went looking for a more environmentally friendly cigarette, one that's 100% certified organic and comes in a biodegradable pack. I think of it as my contribution to a cleaner world. Your fellow puffer looks at you like she just saw a man hit himself on the head with a rubber hubcap hammer. You got a screw loose, Buster. How's it taste? It's like smoking a rope, but it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Like two condemned prisoners at the bottom of the pecking order, bragging on who has the best handcuffs, she considers your oral arguments, never asking if the organicity makes it less harmful. On second thought, she says, maybe I'll try it. You know, it would look good on my resume, alongside Buys Only Miracle Whip salad dressing and free-range Galapagos turtle soup.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black.